As the pollock season wraps up in the Bering Sea, the Association of Village Council Presidents and the Tanana Chiefs Conference want immediate action to protect declining Western Alaska king salmon stocks from trawl bycatch. Wednesday, they filed a joint petition for emergency regulations with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council to crack down on king bycatch for the remainder of the 2014 season. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has more.
In their petition, they suggest reducing the 2014 overall Chinook salmon bycatch hard cap in the Bering Sea Aleutian Island pollock fishery by 40,000 fish. Natasha Singh is an attorney for the Tanana Chiefs Conference. She says together the tribes along the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers making the request total nearly 100, and they want the secretary and the council to make the pollock fishery conserve the way that families along the rivers have.
And we know that they have the technology where they could increase avoidance of the bycatch. And we are pleading that for the sake of the people and the families in the river who depend on the king salmon to eat, to provide, and subsist, they reduce the bycatch.
The petition calls for the bycatch hard cap in the Bering Sea pollock fishery to be slashed from 60,000 to 20,000. That's just for the remainder of the 2014 season. Historically, pollock bycatch spikes have occurred late in the season in the fall. But that all appears to be moot. Federal officials say the pollock fishery has reached 99% of their available quota, and the bee season is expected to close soon, perhaps in a week or so, which would make an emergency closure redundant. They add that the total bycatch is expected to be under 15,000, the lower cap requested by tribes. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council, which manages offshore fisheries, including bycatch, asked in June for an in-depth analysis of ways to reduce the incidental catch of kings in pollock nets. Myron Nanning is president of AVCP. He says after a summer of sacrifice, tribes are eager to see a commitment to conservation from the trawl fleet.
The state of Alaska already implements opening and closures on the river system whenever they feel that the returns of salmon are low. So we want that same requirement to be carried through with the trawl fleet down in the Bering Sea.
Attorneys for tribes say if the pollock fishery bycatch stays under the 15,000 mark, it demonstrates what tribes claim in their petition, that the pollock fishery can stay under a Chinook bycatch of 15,000 and still catch the allowable limit of pollock. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.